Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boy to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, guns in the back, and I would.
the baddest lady. I bust all others, leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I upchuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to pluck it. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your tooth. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. No bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetic. With my telekinetics, I mean my telepathics. From this mouth of madness, Rome's one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
here,
get this shit,
like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Niggas living in a rush. Slow it down just a notch, baby. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
Life at high speed. Life at high speed. Life at high speed. Life at high
speed.
Lick them up and take with you. I live life high speed. Slightly disillusioned by weed. I breathe thug motherfuckers even worse than me. When I bleed, my enemies best to flee quickly. Harm me, my army niggas to see swiftly. Look at you now while you wanna act out. I pull a hammer back, strapped with a cannon, and I blow your motherfucking back out. They blast, but I'm still standing. Slightly scarred, deep questions for the Lord. Why you don't like me, God? So, though my life was hard, with no remorse, I absorb all lessons, provide protection for the boss. Rolling in my double wall, rugged and ruthless. Keep a vest through these hard times, knowing it's useless. And my crew, we crooked, be mistaken for Jews. We all about our cash blast if you break the rules. Fools turn snitch for the DX, be heaven sent. Switch like a stone bitch, turn state's evidence. Why? Then they wonder why niggas die. Put your family in danger just to get high. Now, what the hell can we get from jail? More chicks for the crime trade, this is hell. Bail out, a thug nigga fresh out the jailhouse. Open the safe count and take all the mail out. Whatever happens, happens. Whoever fall, die. We fresh out of time, living blind, so we all ride. In times like these, chronic or tie weed, bumping through the high speed. People say, what you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex, house parties.
on a fast blasting. High class to stretch your chest plate back like elastic. No need to push me to split you. I love beef like pussy and pistol. For all you pussies that's soft for the tissue. I ride by like the fall guy out the roof. Busting at you wise guys. Getting high, flipping 100 proof. Yeah, you make joints load the verdict with mine. Get that ass tapped, murdered and robbed blind from behind. Rapping shots pouring. Catching niggas while they snoring. Kicking his door and I leave your whole fucking family in mourning. Bust me, you itchy bitchy type. Can't touch you. Frontin' like your heart. I play your fucking yard like a trust.
What you gon' do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. House parties in the projects, we going all night. What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex. House parties in the projects, we going all night.
At times I look through time with so much anger, wondering why it keeps on passing, bringing me to danger. No stranger to hard times or the good ones. At times I'm amazed at what the motherfucking hood done. What we do to get paid all day for the almighty dollar. Don't even bother to holler. We all destined to be swatted by the same thing. Away our morals and values and dust more. Niggas will die tomorrow. We better no ball time. Nigga, the clock's ticking. Approaching is the day you gon' need more than your Glock spitting. Cops sitting, politicians passing laws. You ain't know up. Soon that money gon' be illegal when you die to keep your dough up. But I ain't gon' tell you what. Just stop chasing paper. Man, I'm just like y'all. I'll worry about that shit later. Put the metal to the pedal. Smash off nigga blade. Let's get blowed out. Hot beam to the end of my day.
People say what you gon' do when you get out of jail. I'm gonna buy me a gun.
Davon Bennett, a.k.a. King Von. He's been on the street for too long. I want him off the street today. You guys ready?
Ready, sir. Let's do it.
Let me tell you what it's like. Let me tell you what it's, let me tell you what it's like. What it's like when you fighting for your life. Damn. Let me tell you what it's, let me tell you what it's like. I'm gonna tell you what it's like. Let me tell you what, let me tell you what it's like. Fighting 40 for the life. In a room with a hype for a nigga you don't like. What? When you seen your homie, first thing that he gave you was a knife. Gonna tell you that it's real. Yeah. You don't know how I feel. Damn. When you lose that appeal, it's like speeding down a hill. Yeah. And your brakes don't work, pray to God that he take that wheel. You don't know how it go. Please. You hope the witness don't show. Yeah. Court days coming slow, baby mama see a hoe. Yeah. And I'm still flying, trying to find out who killed Poe. Well, this shit ain't no joke. No. And I know this for sure. Cause the judge first offered 54. Boy, he think you a hoe. Tell your lawyer, let's go. Suit up, nigga, it's time for war. Let me tell you what it's like. 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 When you fight for your life. Let me tell you what it's like. 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 Process go slow. Go slow. I can't sleep, it's too cold. Cold. My bond no hold. First I stay bill cause I'm still on parole. Damn. See, I was probably somewhere in the hole. Caught her up, they killed bro. Beat his ass, boy, you know how it go. And I was in the cell with D-Rose when they gave him that time on. Oh shit, hurt my soul. Damn. Don't quit, gotta fight him. You young, you black, they don't like him. You got a son on the way. If they take you away, he go fuck around and be just like him. Got his hands on the Glock in the right. Trying to put something hot in the rifle. Looking up, time flying right by you. Time's hard, gotta lean on the. Let me tell you what it's like. 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 Let me tell you what it's. Let me tell you what it's like. When you fighting for your life. Let me tell you what it's. Let me tell you what it's like. I'm finna tell you what it's like. Let me tell you. Let me tell you what it's like. 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 Let me tell you what it's. Let me tell you what it's like. When you fighting for your life. Let me tell you what it's. Let me tell you what it's like. I'm finna tell you what it's like. Let me tell you what. Hey, on the stairs, no dog. Like, I'm for real shit. These people ain't fucking playing with us, man. Hey, when I got booked back in 2014 for that shit, and my arresting officer, he brought me downstairs to get processed up. She got detectives, they came out. One of them get that. Yeah, nah, that's my work. Now the other officer get that. D-Rolls, yeah, that's my work. The other officer get that. C-Day, that's my work. And what they mean by when they say that they work, like, cause they don't want to charge them and put them away, that's the one that, you know. So, they playing this shit like a game, like giving us time. Like a game, you see what I'm saying? This shit ain't no joke.
Niggas, they can't call a boss. Tell me what your life like.
Shit, mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Shit, mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Shit, mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Nigga, mine is real. Everything signed. What you know about solitary? Locked down, no commissary. And you wild already, and you just seen your mom get buried. You got dramas coming in all kinds of flurries. What you know about the towel on your cell when you alone at night? Or a jailhouse hunger strike? Or you sitting in your cell and just zone one night? And you think, damn, I'm never coming home one night. You got 5 years in, never been flown a kite. You hearing grown men moan at night. They got you stuck in the can. White man got you fucking your hand. Your wife on land fucking your man. What you know about no parole? Life in the hole, life's told. You be eating them swags. Guards on a night shift, they be beating you bad. The hardest nigga turned bitch, be sleeping with fags. What you know about getting and shipping balloons? Keep switching positions in the visiting room. Gotta take X-Flax, hope you get it in time. Gotta shit in your palm just to get to her rhyme. And you talking about your life is this, your life is that. Your life ain't shit, your life is whack. Man, you listening to the realest nigga. Close your eyes, motherfuckers. Tell me you don't feel this nigga.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Nigga, what your life like.
Mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Tell me what your life like.
Life, mine's real.
My spidey senses is tingling.
Still something.
Got my radars up. Something going on. I feel funny, can't tell me nothing different. My nose twitching, intuition setting in like Steve Vision. I still close my eyes, I still see vision. Still hear that voice in the back of my mind. So what I do, I still take heed, I still listen. I still paint that perfect picture. I still shine bright like a prism. My words still skipping. I know you can't, don't, won't get it. You niggas chose to ride that shit, salt with it. I'm still afloat. I ain't the captain of the yacht, but I'm on the boat. I ain't acting what I'm not, knowing that I don't. You niggas acting like you will, but I know you won't. You won't. I read between the lines of the eyes of your brows. Your hands shaking, matching your smile. You niggas fine.
I can see
staring at hammers, ready to go bananas. Two vests on me, two texts, extra clips on me. I know my mind ain't playing tricks on me. I ain't skits, homie. Ain't nobody drop a mic on me. It's like they try and plot and sit on me. I hear this voice in the back of my mind like Mac, tighten up your circles before they hurt you. Read they body language. 85% communication nonverbal. 85% swear they know you. 10%
you know they story.
Man, the other 5 times I show you. Just know you. Can pull his strings, you the puppet master. Fuck the mother bastard. Man, watch who you puffin' after. Play your cards, go against all odds. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you still amongst those stars.
I ain't
scared.
you quote on scriptures, revelation. Just talk shit and got the devil waiting. Body getting stiff, so levitate. Why do I speak blasphemy? Knowing one day they'll ask for me. Ask for my sin, no one to feel his wrath for me. I go through it so you wouldn't do it. Ask for me, ask for me. I'm still circling the block before I'm parking. Not bitching, I'm just still cautious. Same black Parker, same Uzi, extra clip, still clapping with that same Larkin. Damn, I feel it in the air, you not sincere. Nigga, it ain't a us or we or I'm a thing. It's a good, bad karma thing. It's a psalm and an honest thing. I swear I feel something honestly.
With some mud, trees wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Sands, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of Marlin, fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking the power. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the stone, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking, they get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casts because I'm black. And we got in the glow, from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the school, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. I'ma hop up on the track and put the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Damn that nigga hitting every note, hit it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of different reasons that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Shit, tired of getting shot at, tired of getting chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it, a spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where the niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G. At Thug Mansion. My place has been my quiet night. Time to unwind, so much stress in this life of mine. I cried times I once contemplated suicide and would've tried, but when I hailed that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace, and even though we G's, we still visualize places that we could roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going fast. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at the event. In the darkness, trouble spark. They tell me home is where the heart is, they departed. I said tattooed tears and couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness tears, cats, gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians' banners, they'd rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest there, is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom, watch my daddy scream peace while the other man shot. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly place of playing drums. It does matter. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, dripping peppermint snot with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm to the day came. Little Tasha show grown, tell the lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven. So come home, maybe in time you understand. Only God can save us. When Miles Davis cutting loose with the band, just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace at last. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear the mask and remember this face. Save me a place in the mask.
Free them all, right on. All right, y'all. We connected. Let's try this again. Heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched, y'all. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio here, Intellectual Radio. Weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. September 14th, 2022. September 14th, 2022. Today marks 21 years since I've been out at those concentration camps. Today marks 21 years since I've been out, y'all. It's good to be back. Good to be black. You know what I'm saying? 21 years today. You dig? So I'm not taking for granted that we got out here, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, so are you satisfied? They did this here, Minister of the Revolutionary is never satisfied. And we got a whole bunch of cats, y'all, this held captive in them juvenile detention centers and the women's detention centers. Concentration camps, I'm talking about Menard, I'm talking about you dig, I'm talking about, man, San Quentin, I'm talking about, man, all over the world. You know, so we got the Clarion call of Free 'Em All. We still holding to that, you know what I'm saying? Again, we have not forgotten. We have not forgotten those who are still held captive in those camps, man. Speaking of one prisoner, one contact, make sure if y'all leave out here, y'all commit to contact and correspond with some respective prisoner. You know what I'm saying? That's still held captive in those camps. Again, did I tell you for granted your loved ones are not only safe, they're alive. We said before, you know, Adolf Hitler, some of the mystery victims in the gas chambers was those who did not receive any mail. Illinois has prisoners who've been dead over 15 years, and they still got them on count, still getting paid for them. Again, it's good to be out here. In the spirit of the Harriet Tubman Code, we got to reach back for those who are still here to capture y'all. In the spirit of the Harriet Tubman Code. Today, my 21 years since I've been out. Say, how are you going to celebrate? We'll continue to work, y'all. We'll continue to work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll grab a cigar or something later on, but you dig what we're going to do. Hey, coming out to Fidel Castro, coming to Ernesto Che Guevara, they still was moving and grooving with that. So, again, so that's how we're going to celebrate. We're going to make a commitment before we get up here. Make a commitment. Everybody with the one prisoner, one contact. That means that any given time, like if I call you 3 in the morning, you should give me a status check, a rundown on some particular captain that's held captive. That means status check means what's their ID number, the DNC status, you know what I'm saying? What's their commissary like, you know, so what's their next court date, what most of them found, where they appeal at, like that. You know what I'm saying? One prisoner, one contact. You know what I'm saying? The movie I'll be tomorrow, you dig? I'm talking about your cousin, sister down the street, the seat numbers, or people in general. Again, what's the call for them all, y'all? Got things. We still have not come down the revolutionary high of the Chandler Fred Street Party, August 30th, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The momentum is still high up there. We're going to keep on riding that wave, man. Chandler Fred was 74 years old, had he not been assassinated December 4th, along with defense captain Lamar Clark. You know, since we get ready for 75th, also, we have some moves coming in December. We're talking about International Revolutionary Day. We're talking about the Africa move, y'all. That's right. It's December. We'll keep y'all posted on that. Also, what else we got on? The FBI files on the Aretha Franklin. This is something we even talk about in regards to artists, you know what I'm saying? The COINTELPRO, the counterinsurgency. It's a bet, you know what I'm saying? We up to end with the dudes in Black Messiah a number of ways. You see the Billie Holiday movie. You know what I'm saying? They acknowledge the federal surveillance on a lot of organizations. A lot of people, they subscribe to ideology. Just pull yourself out of bootstraps. And if you ain't got to worry about it. As long as you do what you do, you got to worry about what they doing. When you come from Utopia, let us know. You know what I'm saying? Because in the real world, this impacts a philosophical tool that we relate to is dialectical materialism. And some of the characteristics of that is that my actions impact others and vice versa. And when you're talking about the state, you better believe their actions impact us, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about that. Aretha Franklin, you know what I'm saying? The surveillance, all that went down, and how, you know, certain moves artists did or wouldn't do, you know what I'm saying? See, lots of people say, well, they just not conscious. No, why certain people say, well, these rappers ain't going to say certain things. They know. A lot of people say, Chairman Fred, a lot of people don't know what you're talking about, don't know about the Black Panther Party. I beg to differ. A lot of them do know. That's why they don't want to get out. They do know the heat that comes with it. As Park said, we noticed that Dr. King knows in Malcolm X Grammar School. All right, y'all, 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. Got some special guests in the building with us, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So let them introduce themselves. And some of this is on the flyer. Chairman Fred Street Party, Aretha Franklin, Illinois Prison Project. Yes, so something else is on there. I'm moving so fast. Let me squeeze something else, Aretha Franklin. Okay, it'll come up. But meantime, between time, brothers, who we have here, man? Again, welcome. Who we got here, brother?
Thank you. I'm Vincent Bogan, and I'm a navigator for the Illinois Prison Project. And you say you left 21 years ago today. I think I saw you leave.
Wow.
I was with you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I served 33 and a half years.
One more time. I don't think the listeners heard you.
32 and a half years prior to the Illinois Prison Project and their efforts in supporting me in my clemency petition and grant getting my clemency, my commutation of sentence granted by Governor Prixton.
But see, this, right now, 32 years, and I tell you, we let them number roll up our list kind of easy, as people take it for granted. We just want to say, man, right on, you know what I'm saying, keep your head up, because we clear that the purpose of prisons is not to rehabilitate us, it's to, you know what I'm saying, to break the will and spirit of men, women, and children. And the fact that you sitting here, we even started a dialogue yet, though, you know what I'm saying, but want to commend those, even acknowledge those who still have capital, you know what I'm saying? Because I tell them that the impact, like I tell people, subconsciously, I catch myself not riding down California sometimes, 26 in California.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying, man, you don't be conscious of it, you know. It's not a place that you look forward to. Like, you know, what the deal is, me and Field Marshal George Jackson said, no man, I'm paraphrasing, no man, no woman would leave that place unaffected, you know what I'm saying? When we hit those numbers, hit them doors, state trades, and I tell people, people want to shake it, like the prisons in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad, when they would build the prisons and them being tortured and naked and beaten.
Mm-hmm.
It's why y'all don't say nothing. A lot of prisons said, we did. We had our grievances. Nobody heard us. And other prisons said, it was so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It was so embarrassing. You know, we want to forget that, man. But the deal is, we can't forget.
Can't forget.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Can't forget. And that's my mission. I thank God that I'm a part of this team on the Illinois Prison Project, because they, what they're doing within the last 3 years haven't been done the whole 33 years of my incarceration.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm truly grateful for that, and I'm going to put forth all efforts that I have in me, you know, to help support that mission of eradicating mass incarceration and perpetual punishment.
Mm. Right on.
Yes, sir.
Right on. We honored and humbled to have you here, and we triple breasted today, y'all. Who else we have on this side?
Navier, Anthony Jones, community navigator for the Illinois Prison Project, served.
Give me a heads up, y'all. On one of these, you know, we on Facebook. Stream y'all, you name it. If y'all make sure let us know y'all can hear us loud and clear. Y'all make sure y'all hear us loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Served 30 years. I had a sentence of natural life plus 30 years. I was given at a young age when I was what they call now was emerging adult, was given a sentence of natural life plus 30 years at the age of 20 years old. Was given a death penalty here. Was almost put at death row. But they didn't at that time, but they wanted me to die in prison.
Mm.
And I did 30 years of that, and through the efforts of Jennifer Sobel and the Illinois Prison Project, you know, I'm now not only freed from that sentence, you know, I became a paralegal while I was in there, and working on my case and countless other people's cases, and, you know, now I'm blessed to be able to be a community navigator for Illinois Prison Project and aiding and assisting and men and women throughout the state of Illinois to navigate for themselves to work on their own commutations so they can get free. You know, because that's, as you said, it's in the spirit of free them all. That's what we try to do, free them all, because everybody is worthy of a second chance, and some say it's a first chance because they never had a chance to begin it.
I'm like flashbacking, you know, when a brother was speaking, you know, just flashbacking, you know, saying through walk on state bill, state blue shirts on, so I'm just flashbacking, you know, while held captive, you know, and brother, you took me for a minute, you know, just say, you know, you've been denied left out of there, and just a few months, George Jackson, that, you know, there are no guarantee to Mars, you know, in those places. The drip, just you know, I'm playing back on the campaigns that we took on, you know, battles, you know what I'm saying? Especially battles, stuff that a lot of people may see as trivial, you know what I'm saying? You, I mean, like, every day is a test to dehumanize you. You know, I'm flashbacking, you know, just, you know, get the water back home, get, you know, showers.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you can get caught up with the basic day-to-day survival as opposed to dealing with appealing your case or getting back on the streets, right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Dealing with that.
Yes, sir.
And that's why we really want to stress to make sure y'all, again, I need y'all to make sure y'all commit this one prisoner, one contact. Because, again, it's glitching on Facebook, Fraser? On Facebook, on the radio, or Facebook? On this one? Okay, y'all, brother. Okay, y'all, hey, we come down to it, y'all, we use 2 10 cans of strain, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they give us all type of, you know, tune in. You on YouTube Live. We on Instagram Radio. YouTube Live. We on Instagram official channel for MJ. We on Facebook. We coming at you, man. We out, man. You can call on your phone and listen directly. 929-477-3785 and press 1. I want y'all to see the time, y'all. We got some brothers. You know what I'm saying? Got some put some work in and in the building with us. We got some high cases. Y'all know. Y'all been hearing that. Things like Bernard, you know, we had the talents of so many people come up here, you know what I'm saying?
Pontiac,
you know what I'm saying? Stateville, you know what I'm saying? Cook County Jail, yeah. You know, Nicholas Lee case, Cassandra Gibbs, the grill, so we've been pushing. Got a lot of cases, you know, let's see the time. I'm getting some phone calls going down. There's some forces here, there's going to get us in, get y'all contact, y'all pens and papers out there, you know, send to your loved ones. We got some forces here, we got some contact, you know, we got to give me that. At least that, again, one prison, one contact at a minimum happen, you know what I'm saying? And make that correlation from the inside to the outside. A lot of times, she was in the show one time and she said, you know, for years she just took for granted that her husband was all right, you know what I'm saying? And again, stuff, I mean, the battles of legal, go to get the law library, you know what I'm saying? The battles of get access to papers and pen, stamp envelope, you know what I mean? You can't, your appeal being denied. Once I get a case, I get my appeal denied. They say I didn't come to court. I say, well, I was locked up. You just told the guard, they have to be at the bar, bring me up, you know. And still saying, without that outside support, y'all, it's a rough number, man. That's why you heard me talking about those support forces. Because in there, man, I tell you again, hey, it's rough, you know what I'm saying? But so I need y'all to say, y'all give us a call in, some of the cases y'all working on, and y'all feel free, y'all feel free, brothers, just jump in, and y'all say, so update some things y'all want to tell us, some campaigns you're working on, or some resources people need to have access to, some events that's coming up, feel free, you know what I'm saying, open, man, at the point, it's open mic, you know what I'm saying, y'all, so feel free.
Yes, sir, I'd like to put one thing out there that for those that are not familiar with the Illinois Prison Project, they can go to their website, go to our website, www.illinoisprisonproject.org, and see about the work we're doing, some of the things that we're proud of doing. Illinois Prison Project has freed 80 people, or probably almost over 80 now, but have freed 80 people. And these people were serving over an accumulated years, 802 years of their sentence. So they've been released from over 802 years of their sentence, saving $670.8 million, you know. Yes, and we've been, myself and my brother over there, Vincent, we're blessed to be community navigators, and we've actually been able to train 60 navigators within the prison systems and at 11 facilities. What that means is we go in there and we teach men and women how to navigate as far as how to litigate for themselves, you know, how to pick them up for themselves, how to help the other men and women that's in there. So we not only just train them to navigate, we teach them to reach one each, one teach one more. So we go in there and we share that information. So that's one of that's the amazing thing about this organization that's put in the work. Last year we provided Know Your Rights training to over 3,000 people. Since July of last year, we've had over 40 events education. About 3,000 people in reality are incarcerated in Illinois. So that's real. We work with their families, you know, and we're blessed to be a part of the education department with the Illinois Prison Project. So we work for the education department, but we have other avenues that we do there. We're advocacy. We're education, and we're legal. So, you know, we work on those. We have reentry programs for people that we work with. But I'm just so excited to be out there because we've all been in those we used to call the basketball crips.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And we've been there together. You know, I definitely remember you.
Literally.
Literally did that.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
You know? So, you know, I was in with a chairman right here. I was in Stateville together.
Yeah.
We were the county jail together.
Flashbacks.
Yes,
yeah.
Real flashbacks.
Yeah.
With Vince right here, I was in Pontiac with him when I first got down as a young guy. You know, but I'm just so, you know, grateful now that people that you would have never thought would be out here is now doing the work. You know, so, you know, I'm grateful for that.
I need you to get that website again. Now, Facebook is glitching, so I need y'all, tap in, and that's where let's start up on my YouTube page, Chairman Fred Jr. You know, Chairman Fred Jr. is going live on YouTube also. Y'all subscribe to Chairman Fred Jr. Go to that live, subscribe to that page. Facebook is, Facebook is tripping. So go to that. We're on Instagram also, at official Chairman Fred Jr. We on YouTube and Intellectual Radio. What was your initial sentence?
My initial sentence was actually 135 years. I had 30-year sentences, 15-year sentence running consecutive.
As well as concurrent. That sentence running consecutive, that means what?
Break it down.
Yeah. Well, when you have a sentence running consecutive, you're doing one sentence on top of another. So I had 4 counts of armed robbery. I was convicted of 4 counts of armed robbery. I got 30 years for the first case. I got 30 years for the second case running consecutive.
So you get through doing 30 years.
You
had
another
30 years.
So you add, that's mathematics.
Right.
And you adding that up. Okay.
Plus 15.
Plus 15.
For the third case. And I got 60 for the fourth case, and it was running concurrent to the 75.
You know, and the psychological impact of this alone, the average lifespan for people, and then add to that our communities, and then add to it being inside those camps, the odds of us I remember growing up, we like, damn, somebody 30, 40 years old, man, they always make, and they hear that. And how old were you then, bro?
I was 21.
21 years old. And hit those numbers, man, you know what I'm saying? You can tag team too, bro, my brother.
Yes, sir.
You was given what?
I was given natural life.
Natural life. You basically tell me, they basically tell you, this can be your casket, you know what I'm saying? This it, you know. And some people talk about, you know, looking for careers, looking for going from their relationships and, you know, settle down, get a job, get careers, so on and so forth. What type of psychological impact? What's in your mind? You know, so your thoughts at? You know what I'm saying? I mean, hear those numbers, hear that statement, natural life.
When I first heard that, I didn't understand. You know, I was in Division I, and I went back to my room.
That's the oldest part of the jail for y'all to know.
that's the way Al Capone was.
Man.
You're in trouble.
All the leaders of the street tribe back in the day,
they were in the division. Yep. Tim Fred, come through there too.
And to be in that space and for people to tell you that, you know, the average person really was saying, oh, you know, you're not going to do that time. You know, because they were up under the illusion that as soon as you get found guilty, that you're going to automatically get in the field.
Yeah.
So you're going to get it back.
Yeah.
And that's not the case because we both see. We've all seen comrades die in those places. You know, and so we know that that's not the reality of it. So when they did that, I didn't really understand it. I was with an attorney. I had a public defender. And as I had this public defender, he didn't even really, you know, he would tell me just nod and agree with what we say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go in there. I didn't know what they was talking about. I was, you know, high school dropout, you know, into the streets heavy. I didn't have no understanding of what they were talking about. But he just told me, just agreed with it. So when the judge would ask me a question, they'd be like, well, do you understand this?
Yeah.
First thing I did before I looked at that judge, I looked at my attorney.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my attorney would tap me.
Yeah.
Or he'd just nod his head, and I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
And he'd ask me another question. I'd look at my attorney.
Yeah.
And you see this, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But I would say yes. And by the time I got back to my room,
this is your courthouse. This the rundown.
By the time I got back to the cell and got up there, you know, they was like, you got natural life. And I had an aunt. She understands back in the 70s that life sentence meant 20 years.
Because
mm-hmm. back before 1978, 79, I believe one of those years they changed.
February 1st, 1978.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. The term of the sentence went to effect.
You had a 20-year mm-hmm. sentence. I mean, you had a natural. You had a life sentence, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You did 20 years, and then you'd be eligible for parole.
Right. And well, like you got after 11 years, mm-hmm. 3 months. You know, that was 20 years less this time. It was 11 years, 3 months. You would go before the parole board.
Hmm.
But you're right. I mean, a life sentence at that time was the equivalent of a 20-year sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everybody in my family was thinking, oh, you know, worst-case scenario, you got 20 years and it's 50%. So you may do 10 years. This is what they – but they're not studying
it. You have to turn life is like even different states. People need to be cognizant of that. Like you emphasize. You said natural life. Lots of people. Okay, like, and this, like the specifics. Like, you know what I'm saying? How the system. You know, a lot of times we look at it vague. The politics of different terms they use. So make sure y'all we hearing this, and this is ever developing. Because I mean, law changes. You know, it may be certain. Terms is missed about it. You say, oh, it's no big deal. But you know what I'm saying? What it means, life, natural life, you know what I'm saying? So we should listen closely.
Big difference.
And a lot of times, big difference.
Yes.
And we get up, you know, a lot of us, you know, growing up in our communities, you know, we get our sexual education, our legal education, hands on. We get to learn about this, you know what I'm saying? You know, cats becoming fathers and, you know, through the process, you know, because it's Tupac said, I think some schools should talk about stuff that we got to deal with.
Yeah.
No clue. You know what I'm saying? We learn. What's the case? Trayvon Martin, the sister, the one he called, and she said run with the criminal come behind him, or the white. Zimmerman was coming behind him.
Yeah.
He called. He knew she was a hood sister.
Yeah.
He called. I forgot her name. But she said on the course, man, she said they asked her something, and people was attacking her because she ain't know the right cursive. She understand cursive writing. But it came out later on. They don't teach that in schools no more.
No, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? And then she said, they asked her something, the police. She said, don't you watch 48 Hours? And people laugh at her, but that's the reality. We learn about the law, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, through TV, you know what I'm saying,
exactly.
and through actual experiences. I remember growing up, when they changed, you know, so we hear different cases of the gun laws, you know, they changed. What happened? Oh, such and such. And we learned through hands-on experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the court, and I remember, I'm riding with you. A lot of times we grew up, the PD is known as that's both public defender, the penitentiary director, the penitentiary director, it's a facade. It steps up, he comes out, he talks to you, I remember one time he read up all these aliases on me, and he was sending these different cases I know I hadn't done. He was telling me, just be cool. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And he was reading up all these, he said, you know, you've been to prison for sudden time. I'm like, whoa, he said, be cool. I said, oh, excuse me. I said, wait a minute, what are they talking about? And you know what I'm saying? Mr. UAP said the Constitution, because our community is pagan poetry. It's pagan poetry. And then you go in, you see this whole facade, like, you know, you come in, and a lot of times we want everything to, when you walk in, they tell you to hold your hands behind your back.
Oh,
a lot of times y'all think that's just natural with us doing this, you know what I'm saying? But this is going along with the facade, like it's actual courtroom, people are here, and through the whole procedure, the motions, you're told never to say nothing, you could say nothing, and boy, you know what, you up in the penitentiary,
right.
And you didn't, all your,
you didn't agree,
you know what I'm saying? You right there, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, you know what I'm saying? And we need to have cause some contradiction in our schools. This needs to be, you know what I'm saying? This type of stuff, you know, this needs to be, especially us, we're impacted by this, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Then they ask you, why didn't you speak up?
Why did you speak up?
But they tell you,
everything kind of judge, the way he sits down, you know what I'm saying? I remember in Cook County, the judge had seen, she recognized when I came in. She said, get him said, oh, get this lady, man, she's notorious, too. And I said, I'm going to leave out anybody. The bangers come out there, they grab me. So they tell me I got to sit up in this court, this the jury seats. And so I'm sitting there. He apologized. I said, Parker, what's the apologize? What are you talking about? So I said, I want the bangers. So I said, I said, man. You get college with what? I thought I figured out with 1800. Where we at? You know what's going on? But I noticed even sitting in that jury bench, I watched it. I just how you feel, you know what I'm saying? And this older sister came in there, and my perspective, my first time in there, and it gives you like a sense of they criminalize you. Like, you know, like white people are brought in, you know, so you make sure they shaved up. The pictures they show you. We have to go through rights a lot of times. Just get your civilian clothes, because a lot of times you come in, you think we just had a jail clothes on, you know what I'm saying? And your mindset was in jail, so you must have done something wrong. You know what I'm saying? All this we have to start, you know what I'm saying, really analyze it, critical analysis, you know what I'm saying, the whole process of this here, you know what I'm saying? Once you get a jail, so like you come to dinner, you see the turkey already plucked, and the cranberry sauce dressing. You're like, I guess he's cool with it. This is how it goes. Hold on, man. It ain't with this process.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
I want to give you another one that right now what we see today. You see a lot of people that's going into court now, and they're saying now they have a lot of things with whether it be the John Birch,
mm-hmm.
the Ronaldo Guevara.
If we don't know these names, we write these names. We don't. I know our audience is definitely familiar, but if we don't know these names, make sure we talk about these names.
Yeah. Now, I was arrested by Ronaldo Guevara. I was at Area 5.
Remember all these names, y'all.
And when I was there, I had a torture claim in. I was beaten.
Yeah.
But years later, when I hear about other cases,
yeah.
Juan Johnson and so forth, and he had the lawsuit against
right.
Area 5 police, you know, the Guevara.
Yeah.
So when I'm hearing about this was something new. We were like, the police beat us. We go through the hood, the police beat you.
Right.
So years later, we find out that this is torture.
Right.
But in the hood,
yeah.
the police come down, they come at you for a gun.
Yes.
You know, they would give me a gun. You give them a gun. They cut you. Cutting our brims off our hats, putting us in certain neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So it was so many things going on, but it was to us, it was natural.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
fast forward, a lot of men and women
yeah.
that have been tortured,
yeah.
that have been sitting in these cells unjustly, you know, and some of them may be guilty but not guilty as charged.
Yeah.
And they've been trumped up and brought up more charges of these individuals. But now because of this, because now people are saying, okay, you can't beat them, that's torture.
Yeah.
I thought the police, that's what they do.
Right, right.
You know, if they beat me, you know, that's as far from
yeah.
the course. That's what happens.
Yeah.
So then we come to that, realize, oh, they wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So now you have many men and women that's in prisons today.
Yes.
Who not only Illinois, but other states.
Yes.
That are now trying to fight these injustices, but now they're saying, well, it's been too late, you didn't report that then, but I didn't know to report that because I thought
right.
it was natural.
Yeah. That's something to note. Make sure... Again, Sada Shakur said something to the fact that being oppressed, one of the things about being oppressed, you lose the ability to distinguish what's normal, what's abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a time now, the contradictions are heightened the contradictions. So even your family, your loved ones, either legally, they have exalted appeals or remedies. Go back and, you know what I'm saying, again, it's a time now where certain conversations can happen now. You know what I'm saying? Like a relationship. You say, no, you know. Me and her could have really worked out if I was a little more mature. You know what I'm saying? And they don't say, now I get myself the maturity. Right now, it's a political maturity in our community. You know what I'm saying? That people can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, do not take this climate for granted. Because it could be over with tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to seize the time. So and use those terms, torture. You know what I'm saying? And don't, I mean, we have to be upfront. Because I was going to court. I was going to trial one time. And the lawyer was telling me, you have to stop. You have to be conscious of how you're referencing the police wagon. I was saying the paddy wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the jurors take that as offensive. I said, what do you mean? She said, that's the racial connection to that, the Irish community.
Mm-hmm.
And having the paddy, it was, you know, like disrespecting the Irish. I said, we grew up, you know, paddy wagon, nigga beater, the police. I didn't thought it was called a police stick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you're a nigga beater. You know what I'm saying? And it was not just something in our minds subjectively. The whole that you go back and look at, in fact, former superintendent of police, Chicago Police, Brezak, he had brought out the paper that he had brought to state's attorney, Mayor Daley, about birds torturing people. You know what I'm saying? He say, man, this was Dr. Kamen, what? You know, coming to the Chicago Tribune was like, we bust up these cases. And y'all knew it was common knowledge. It was common knowledge. And we heard that you didn't get beat, the police said, like, what were you taking to? You know what I'm saying? They didn't beat you?
You must have told something.
And even you told something, they were still beating them cats down. You know what I'm saying? So that's the easy time, y'all. So make sure y'all go back and y'all, you know what I'm saying, memory files, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And look at your loved ones' cases, you know what I'm saying? They talk about, whether it be embarrassment or just taking it for granted, you know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. Like you say, man, that's dog, bark, cat, little box, you know what I'm saying? And it's been totally beat you down. And then, you know what I'm saying? We're hiding the contradictions, y'all. So again, that's the time to put this out there, man. Go back into the cases, man, get some loved ones. You know what I'm saying? You might get dismissed. Say, well, they gone. It ain't over, man. It ain't over.
Yes, sir.
Let me add something to that.
Yes, sir.
Right. We're in a political climate, and it's coming to an end if we don't, you know, get out and vote and make sure we vote for the people that's supporting, you know, these reforms that's going forth right now. It's important for people to realize that the clemency process is a process that can be used by any. But a lot of people don't know that. That's something that we're doing in the education department of IPP. We're informing brothers of their right to file a clemency and what's required to file, you know, for commutation of sentence. You know, so
explain what clemency and stems of commutation. What is that?
A commutation is a form of clemency. With clemency, you could request a pardon, a reprieve, or a commutation of your sentence.
Mm-hmm.
A commutation of the sentence is what me and Navier received. The
sentence was reduced.
Right, the sentence was reduced. In my case, my judge ran, the governor gave me a concurrent, you know, a 15-year sentence rather than a consecutive 15-year sentence. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that allowed me to go free on December the 22nd of 2020. You know, so it's ways that you could file a clemency that would mitigate, you know, the PRB's decision making process. You know what?
PRB been prison review board.
Prison review.
So you file a clemency, it goes to the prison review board,
right?
And then the governor, the board approves it, or you
would file your clemency with the prison review board. The prison review board review the clemency, and then they make a recommendation.
Okay.
A non-binding, confidential recommendation to the governor.
Yeah.
And the governor makes the ultimate decision on whether or not to grant your clemency. Okay.
And we filed mine, too, and that you missed it.
Yeah.
I filed years ago. I cracked up LaGorge on the radio one time. I said, yeah, he should deny mine. I said, Trump gave you one. You denied my clemency. I'm going to shoot again.
Exactly.
I want to even this. The clemency that was granted, I've been out. How long have you been out of it?
I've been out. It'd be 2 years. It'd be 2 years, December 22nd. Yes. Yeah.
2 years after 33 years.
After 33 years. Yes,
and my parole was granted July 28th of last year.
Right. So now, he had a unique, you know, commutation, too, because this was – I've never seen that before, you know, what the governor did for him.
Yeah.
He commuted his natural life sentence to life with parole. So he basically took him back to the law that existed prior to February 1st, 1978.
I like to say that they immediately turned me into a C number.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, he went before the parole.
C numbers, y'all, we talked about that. That's indeterminate sentence. Brother, you talking about, you know, prior to 1978?
Right.
February
1st, 1978 is when they changed the law, and they've done away with the indeterminate sentence, where you go before the parole board. You have a minimum and maximum number. Go before the parole board, and they can determine whether or not you have achieved rehabilitation before your maximum out the door, your maximum sentence. now it's determined, you know, you basically up until you serve, you know, is less good time.
Hold on 1 second. So the cover back, any callers in queue? We'll tag in with any callers in queue. Any callers in queue?
Very much, Chairman. No callers in queue.
No callers in queue. All right, 929. I don't hear those stuff. But nobody, they all, people call me, Chairman, I said, listen, season time, y'all, Wednesday. 929-477-3785 and press 1. You got to press 1 to get in. 929-477-3785. I know because we call me tomorrow, and, man, I want to let you know about season time. We got an international listener audience right now. Yes, brother, they literally just touched down. Got access to some connections, y'all. Some questions related with the case. We're talking about a lot of stuff. We're talking about the C numbers. We're talking about commutation sentence, you know, pardons, just different dynamics. And not talking about it in an elitism or dogma sort of way, but not in layman's terms. What's happening, you know what I'm saying? And let you know, we experience these contradictions, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you that in the courtroom. I know a lot of cats can relate to that. You go up in there, you feel like, man, you know, these big court benches and all these different, you know, things, like people need suits and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, you sitting there like, damn, am I the cow going to the slaughterhouse? Better yet, slave auction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You go up in there, they throw all these numbers around, they talking back and forth, and you hear this, you know, man, 55, 45, you know what I'm saying? 55, you hear these numbers run up, and they were 10 consecutive, concurrent. You know what I'm saying? You on a block, a slave block, you know, and it's moving so fast. You know, like, am I watching this? No, you the target.
Yeah.
You know, so we a major part of this piece that's going, you know what I'm saying, and the development of this whole process about different people playing on the next time. You know, so different people playing up, you know, profit, they think down the road, profit from prison, you know, so wrong crime, quote unquote, wrong crime. You know, And you think, well, damn, so I'm the major piece. I know I just got some say so. You know, does it take into account about my childhood? Or, you know, say they're taking into account, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, where I come from. You know what I'm saying? And who are these people going to be sitting? Then you got a question about, you know, you hearing stuff, you know, say, jury your own peers. Well, in fact, on the Black Panther Party platform, jury your own peers, you say, well, it'll make a difference. Then you say, people that can even relate to you, like it's, you're talking to people who have never even seen a ramen noodle. You know what I'm saying? What you mean, this guy did what? He robbed, so he said, and if they wanted to,
yeah,
can't relate to you. And how, you know, so how is this, how are you challenging this? What's my options? Okay, go with the judge. Damn.
Judge
the jury. You know what I'm saying? So these conversations, let's bring them on in. Y'all just come on. 929-477-3785. Y'all press 1.
Chairman, that's one of the things that I like about the work that we do with Elevator Prison Project. I remember as a young guy in Division 1 meeting Native Son and immediately identifying with Bigger Thomas.
That's right.
Which you're right, yes.
Native Son.
And when I read that book and identifying him in that book, how he would have felt in that courtroom before they sent him to death, you know, and to be like that. One of the principles of the Prison Project, which is so beautiful, that we understand that our criminal legal system is rooted in racism, and we understand that. So these things, we fight against these oppressive laws. And like I say, it's amazing to be able to deal with these things and meet the people where they are. We go within the communities. We speak at churches. We speak at other places. I mentioned the name Jennifer Sobel, which is our director, but I also missed to mention the name of Ronaldo Hudson, which is the education director, and I'm so proud to work up under him as our head of education, because this is somebody, and I would love he would be able to tell his own story.
Yeah.
But he was on death row. He served
Illinois.
Served many years on death row. And now, you know, he's the director of education for the Illinois Department for the Illinois Prison Project. And it's just amazing where not only did they put the work in at Illinois Prison Project, they've assembled a team of men and women that have been system impacted, people that have been through the system and understand that. the best way you can deal with the problem is to find those that's closest to the problem and help them be their closest to the solution.
Exactly.
What's some of the curriculum on the education? What's on the curriculum? Like, what's discussed? I mentioned earlier how Park pointed out some of the contradictions. Speaking of Tupac, I got acknowledged yesterday, September 13th. Man.
Yeah.
Man, we physically lost young Park. Also, Attica. You know what I'm saying? Geronimo DeJaga's birthday yesterday, September 13th. And, Attica, with Governor Nelson Rockefeller, had sent National Guard in. And, Attica, the uprisings, and 32 people, majority prisoners were taken out. And I got to mention Cook County Jail last year. You know, saying, those held captive, they took a stand demanding, you know, saying, human rights. They wanted to be actually, in particular, said, we want Chairman Fram Jr. to come to Cook County Jail to be a community observer. And Sheriff Tom Dart had challenged him, say, in fact, he said, this guy got to be a gang leader. And they said, and the guy said, Oh, he ain't no gang. He got a community. He's serving the people. We didn't come and see.
Yes, sir.
And the county jail administration said, well, let him go over Zoom and see him. He said, no, what do you got to have? Let me go in there and spell him these rats and toilets, you know what I'm saying, this mold in these damn cells, you know what I'm saying? We still fighting about that. And this Saturday, y'all, the weekly Triple C, we're going to be doing right there at 2700 South California, along with Dustin Nicholas Lee campaign, the Cubs and St. Hampton House, y'all. We're going to get our free sanitizer. Right there, the hand sanitizer, right there by the county jail. And the model for that is going to be, you know, that's how I'm celebrating UBI 21 years. And also, remember Attica, remember Cook County Jail, remember the conditions. And, you know, so a lot of people be out there right there on 2700 South California.
Yes, sir.
But back to the question at hand, education. What's some of the characteristics, some, you know, some of the things that's highlighted, you know, in regards to the education curriculum?
One of the things that we're excited about right now was Vince was one of the first cohorts in our – we have an ambassador fellowship, which we take people that have been formerly incarcerated, men and women, and we give them a voice to combat the one-sided narrative. And what we mean by the one-sided narrative, that far too long that our story has been told by people that don't have our best interest at heart.
Woo-hoo.
Our story has been told – and they sit up there and tell, well, they're beyond redemption, where they're the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. That, you know, this is a robber, or this is a murderer, or this is whatever, and define you by your worst act.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other principles, we feel that no one should be defined by their worst act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the system has to be humanely. So what we do is we take men and women, and we train them, and we have them go through a series of training. They train for 6 months. Then they go out into the communities, and they give lessons, and they go to universities. They go to colleges. They go to schools, and they will speak and talk about this thing and talk about the one-sided narrative to let them know that we are more than that. And that's another thing. We have a We Are More campaign, which is, you know, that I'm proud of that with the Eleanor Prison Project. But that's one of the things that I can talk about right now as far as the amazing work that the ambassadors are doing, you know, and I'm just, you know, excited to be about that. I mean, this is a passion for us. You know, when we were in those places, you know, the work that we did, I'm always excited to see when I see comrades that come out of those places and they putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, we could, of course, you know, even with yourself, you know, you could be somewhere, you know, hanging in Hollywood or something.
Eaglewood, not Hollywood, y'all. Eaglewood, Hollywood. Yes,
you right here with the people.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and I think that's, you know, that says something, you know, about the work that we do and our commitment.
Yes.
You know, we're not sitting in, you know, big mansions and all that. We out here with the people.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and that's where the struggle's at.
Yeah.
You know, we live for the people. We die for the people.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Real talk. We live direct from Queer Mar Radio, y'all, making history, taking history, y'all. Y'all heard what it is, you know what I'm saying? I want to commend these brothers again for consistency to come out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, touch it down, you know what I'm saying? And again, not to get those who are here captive, y'all. So the comrade, no callers in queue yet? No callers in queue?
No callers in queue. Callers in queue, press 1, speak.
929-477-3785. Okay, boss man, you're supposed to be giving us a call about what's going on about the auto thefts and everything going on in Gary, Indiana, but in your congregation. But also, this discussion is going on about what's happening to the black and brown community. We've been hearing different things, y'all. They're saying some stuff happening in the joint. Now, the state is trying to minimize this as gang warfare, but again, this is a lot more deeper than that. So I'm touching on that too about, you know, the political dynamics with that. You know, you look at the timing. You know what I'm saying? With like as a general, who denied that the mafioso even existed? A lot of times the state uses various entities do its bidding. You know what I'm saying? What we talk, you know, a lot of times people have a elementary assessments that sit based off of Rwanda, Hutus and Tutsis. Actually, it was the same people, but the state exploited class contradiction. You know? You know what I'm saying? It's a set of stage for God to provide the knives, the ammo, and everything to get out. They move. So what's going down? These streets, you know what I'm saying? But not people saying, what's that game? This mob, so there's a lot of people that say, man, we go too much. So you'll say, here, but we don't extra look at, because again, the state, they can move on people. They're very Machiavellian, utilizing that unseen hand, you know what I'm saying? So be real here on that. Told them about that. Call us, y'all tap in with 929-477-3785, press 1. Go be up in the county jail this weekend, y'all. Again, come to Black and Party Colors are here. There's hand sanitizer, hand sanitizer, Justice Nichols Lee campaign, the State Health campaign, and the Colors will be out there live at 2 o'clock p.m. We're speaking on clemency. Speaking on conditions in the county, you know what I'm saying? Resources, people in contact. We're talking about the season of time, about the importance, you know what I'm saying, about this whole election time coming up. And, you know, a lot of politicians feel like this pop up at a Bud Billiken parade, throw a shirt, do the Nixon wave and smile. We're the whole KD, you know what I'm saying? We all with it. You know, we got to up the ante. What's their position about what's going on in these places, the infamous Cook County Jail? Y'all, what's happening in Menard and other places, y'all? Live and direct. Tap in. Yes, sir, y'all.
Yeah, I would like to talk about another initiative that we're doing, that the Joe Coleman Act.
Yes.
You know, the Joe Coleman Act is medical release. Mm-hmm. For your listeners that may have a loved one that's in prison in Illinois, the Joe Coleman Act started from, this was a brother that was incarcerated, and he got severely ill, near death, and they wouldn't allow him to die in peace at home. So this law came out, and it's a new law, the Joe Coleman Act. And now we've been able to get people free through the Joe Coleman Act medical release. So if they meet a certain criteria, and as far as it, if they, they're severely ill, terminally ill, but there's qualifications that they have to go by, then that person can go home and die in peace, because if you look at it, they're being a burden upon the state. They're not getting the right treatment they deserve in that last final hour of their life. They're sitting in prison cells or hospitals within these prisons, just languishing away. And instead of that, they can be with their loved ones, where they can die in peace with someone that loves and care, will care for them, and that dignity, exactly. So that's something, that's another avenue that we use. And I'm actually more excited about the Joe Coleman Act, and that, because I've seen so many of my, you know, brothers within their ancestors as well that have transitioned and died within those prisons when they could have been there with their families. You know, so the Joe Coleman Act, commutations of sentences. We also have some toolkits on transfer protocols. You know, as far as if people are trying to get transferred from one place to another, you know, some people may want to get transferred for educational purposes. They may want to get their degree. You know, I was blessed. I went into the prison system I was a high school dropout. I had no formal education other than that. You know, I used to love to read, though, but I was able to eventually get me my associate's degree. So I got me an associate's degree. I also, you know, I actually ended up, you know, going to school for a vocational school as well to learn about that. And I became a paralegal, working as a paralegal for the past 16 or 17 years, because a lot of the work we do is kind of legal as well.
from, you know, being able to do that work and to put those, the work that we've done for so many years, the training that we've done for so many years, mm-hmm. being able to bring it out here and work for our people, you know, the work for the disenfranchised, the wretched of the earth, as people say, you know, ones that really, I mean, I think people that are incarcerated in prison, we're the last legally discriminated group. If you can, you can't discriminate on, you can't discriminate on race, you can't discriminate on religion, right. you can't even body shame no more. You know, you can't talk about somebody's shape, color, whatever, but you can always discriminate if somebody has been in prison.
Yeah.
You know, and now you have laws that are perpetual punishment laws that continue once you've done your time. There's laws that still keep you as far as a second or third class citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So these are avenues that, you know, I'm grateful that we're working on one component of that, you know, with the Illinois Prison Project. But there's, you know, I'm excited about that. And, you know, like I say, we doing the work, and I'm grateful for that.
Is that state-wise? Is Joe Coleman Act, mm-hmm. the state, feds, or is this?
That's state.
That's state.
Yeah, that's state.
I want to know,
Can I say something about Joe Coleman Act a little bit? Because it was last year we had a gala for Illinois Prison Project had their first gala. And Jennifer Stobo, she basically gave, you know, the history about the Joe Coleman Act before it even came out.
Yeah.
But Joe Coleman was one of Illinois Prison Project's first clients, you know. And Jennifer Sobel and Joe Coleman's son was working to get him out of prison, and they was telling her she filed a clemency on his behalf, an emergency clemency because of his illness, and they was telling her that he had to sign the document, it had to be notarized, you know, they was sending her through all kind of red tape.
Yeah.
So his son, you know, went through the efforts of getting it. Signed, getting the notarized, and then he personally took the document to Springfield. But in the process of doing that, Joe Coleman died. And Jennifer Sobel, she mentioned how she was so upset about it. She said, but rather than get mad, she changed the law.
Mm-hmm.
So that law was written by Jennifer Sobel, you know, in the Illinois Prison Project. And right now today, brothers, I witnessed three brothers get out, you know, under the Joe Coleman Act because of the efforts of Illinois Prison Project.
And women.
Yeah.
And sisters are getting out of the way.
Hmm. Well, like the, I'm trying to see what so we can, it can be applicable was, definitely keep out on the overall political pressure on with the present case of Dr. Mutula Shakur, real bad health situation. He also has to fight his, you know, trying to when it comes to cancer. I want to see if we can, you know, take some, you know, say, you know, utilize that in regards to his case.
Now, let me say this, though. As Jennifer mentioned this, I don't know, that she mentioned that Illinois and Iowa was the only states that didn't have a medical release, you know, act. So, you know, so now it's only, so, well, so you was asking, is this state or federal?
Yeah.
Everywhere else already had that.
Illinois playing catch up.
Yeah, Illinois playing catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me say this with the Joe Coleman Act. It's not like a clemency, you know, so the Joe Coleman Act has to be filed to the Prisoner Review Board, unlike the clemency. The clemency is filed to the Prisoner Review Board, but it's not decided by the Prisoner Review Board. The Joe Coleman Act is filed with the Prisoner Review Board. And within 90 days, they're supposed to make a decision on whether or not to grant the so that's a process that,
great.
I mean, it may take 3-4 years to get a clemency, you know, result. But with the Joe Coleman Act, under the law, it's, they got 3 months to make a decision.
Jim,
yes, sir.
I do want to say this, too. Illinois Prison Project has a legal clinic, and the people can contact the Illinois Prison Project's website. And you can get the information on the legal clinic, and you can call in and get your questions answered.
Mm.
So, you know, that's something that we do for the people.
Resource right there, y'all. So let me get somebody to post this number, the website, post this, repost it. If you don't know, say you can't give us the contact. So you can,
yes, sir. I can tell you www.IllinoisPrisonProject.org. You go there. You go to that site. You'll see all the information you need to do. There's a menu in there. It'll take you to the information. Also, you know, as far as the education department, we are all on staff, myself and Vince, you know, and the other people that you may need to talk to. And if you contact anybody out there, we will direct you to where you need to go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just, you know, as soon as you contact that's, you know, www.IllinoisPrisonProject.org. You know, you contact there, and you can get there, whether it be the education department, legal department. You know, we have been excited about doing clemencies. We have a new campaign as far as emerging adults, you know, that we're working on. The emerging adults is, you know, for men and women that have been incarcerated in the state of Illinois that have actually did probably over 20 years, and they did it at the age, they were under the age of 20 when they received their sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the campaign, and we've basically worked off campaigns where we've worked with veterans. Mm. You know, we worked on veterans. We have another campaign, Women and Survivors, which I'm so proud about that. You know, because I come from a family of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you see, you know, there's somebody there where you've had women have had to protect themselves. And then they've got arrested or locked up because they protected themselves. You know, you have, so that's another place that we have women survivors.
Cases, you know. It's a hard case right now. This is what I'm seeing her face.
Mm.
You can call her name.
Yeah.
She has a long braids. I'm just seeing as a young sister. And each other. Yeah, I was okay, my sister's name. We go to, go ahead, it comes to me.
Yeah, but it's just so many things, man. Like I said, you look at the history. We're not just talking. I mean, if you look at the history of what's going on with the Illinois Prison Project and the work, we talk about over 80 people that have been released.
And these people with natural life.
Yeah,
come on, get your smarter, your record clean, you get down there in the small print, say, oh, you're going to have this application.
Yeah.
So I think it's imperative. That's important to note.
And that's something that really the people should listen to and understand, because I know with myself, when I was trying to get litigation, I exhausted all my institutional remedies.
Mm-hmm.
And that means I went through every system to the court in Illinois, and I was shut down. You know, my appeals, I exhausted all my appeals. And my last course of action was a commutation, which was through a clemency to the governor. And when I began to put that forth, you know, before that, people were telling me, contact the Innocence Project.
Yeah.
Contact one of these many Innocence Projects. And unfortunately, they don't want to hear your case if you say, well, I'm not innocent, but I'm not guilty as charged.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
I didn't do everything they say I did.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear that.
Right. Yeah.
They want you to go through, and you hit it. They want the DNA exoneration through that. And those, to me, is the slam dunks. Those easy wins.
Yeah.
But when you find individuals that actually have, you know, admit they're wrong,
right,
and said, okay, I made mistakes and so forth, and I did wrong, but I'm a different person now. You know, throughout the years, whether it be some people say aging out, some people say, you know, as far as there's some new studies about the neurological development, you know, of the brain of someone, and that study has basically changed a lot of things all over the country.
Mm.
You know, it's talking about the neurological development of the brain is not fully reached until the age of 25.
Mm.
So when you see people that are impulsive, young people in the neighborhood is impulsive, they are quick to follow the crowds, and follow the crowds due to negativity. And the thing is, because their brains are not fully developed, and what they're doing is because of they're easily influenced, which I know I was easily influenced, young man.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're easily influenced, you follow in the crowd to do what's wrong. Peer pressure. You know, I mean, I wouldn't even embarrass myself to talk about all the silly stuff I did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was almost like akin to, you ever watch Tom and Jerry? You know, when you see them, you know, just do a little, stupid stuff. That's how I was growing up. You know, but to now to see that there's, there's evidence of your, you know, certain parts of your brain was not fully developed. And there's reasons why that. And then the sad reality is that because so many people, so many years have passed that they went through these things, that they're saying, well, you can't go back because you can't go back to that case because it was too many years done passed.
Right. And you know, let me say this, you know, the way our system is set up, especially in Illinois, you know, other states too, but in Illinois, we have a state constitution that states that every sentence is supposed to be imposed based on the seriousness of the offense, but also with the objective of restoring that individual to useful citizenship.
That's right.
So the only thing, IPP is just making them, is holding them to that requirement. Our law does not recognize, you know, restoring individuals to useful citizenship, you know, especially when you consider right now, if you commit a first-degree murder, you will be sentenced to 100% sentence. You cannot earn any good time. There's no incentive for reform.
Yeah.
You know, so you can have two individuals with the same case. You know, you got one individual that do everything that's provided by IDOC to reform. He's a model prisoner. He's going to get out on his out date.
Yeah.
You know, there go another guy who do everything he can to not reform. You know, he stay in trouble. That's what he's going to get out on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no incentive for a person to do anything to change. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's against our constitutional,
yeah,
you know, requirement. You know, that's in violation. So our laws, when they took away the indeterminate sentencing scheme where the parole board determined what's going to be that person's actual out date,
right,
they basically violated our state constitution by saying that they allowed the judge to determine, you know, how much time this is going to take for this individual to achieve rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And how can he know that, you know, 30 years down the road?
Right.
How can he know whether or not you ever reformed? Because that has to be part of the sentence.
Yeah.
So what IPP is doing now, they're using creative ways to revest the court with jurisdiction, you know, to reconsider sentences that's been exhausted by their remedies, by direct appeal, post conviction. You know, they finding creative ways to get cases back in the courts and also through the clemency process and the Joe Coleman Act, and they really doing a great job, man.
Well, that's the history. Using those laws.
So y'all take on right on. What's y'all take on discussion with regards to upcoming depending cashless bond?
Mm.
The Safety Act. First of all, I saw the commercials. Okay, every commercial that talk about these individuals going to be released on bond come January the 1st, you know, none of those offenses are covered by the Safety Act. None of those offenses are covered by that. Most of the offenses that they show is individuals committing a first-degree murder or attempted first-degree murder, you know. So that's my personal opinion, you know. I didn't see no offenses on these commercials, and that's what people are looking at.
Yeah.
People need to really look at that law for themselves see what's being covered.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they look at these commercials and stuff that's talking about, you know, how bad this law is, that they're gonna be deceived.
I would say, as far as with that, I think my people destroy it for lack of knowledge. And I believe that what we need to do, instead of listening to what people tell you in small 5-minute sound bites and 3-minute sound bites and whatever, go read it.
Yeah. Don't look at
read it. Read it. Study it.
Yeah.
You know, even when we're sitting here with the chairman right now, you know, the history, and I love where you talk about the importance of legacy. But one of the importance of legacy with the Black Panther Party was to be able to go in and study the laws and use those laws, you know, for your benefit, because we weren't using laws. So I think really when we do ourselves a disservice when we just take everything from the news, if they look at their resources, find it out, You know, I've seen the commercials, but you know, I know that the work that we do, we out there. It's not theory. It's practice. You know, and I believe that, you know, that the work that we're doing, I believe that stands on itself. And, you know, that's what we want to continue doing. But, you know, I believe the people do not be deceived, as Vince said. Go study the things for yourself. You know, and don't tell me nothing about you done. You know, you watch the news. I want you to tell me, pull out the report.
Like political.
Yeah.
Critical.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Commercial, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moving the groove, y'all. Comrades, checking in. What you getting? Checking in. I know we're doing the countdown. No callers in queue. Down about 13, 14 minutes. No callers in queue. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. No callers in queue.
Fremont Chairman, no callers in queue.
All right. Press 1, call again. Wow. Okay, y'all, again, let's see the time. We talk about what's going on in some of these different places. You know what I'm saying? Again, let's commit to one person, one contact, at least, you know what I'm saying? That's down to you, brothers, here. Real talk.
And we do have the IPP Gala coming up.
Yeah,
you know, that's going to be on the 22nd, next Thursday.
Okay.
It's going to be at downtown, I think it's going to be at the Ovation.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the Ovation in Chicago. So, you know, I was, you know, this is the second one. It's the second one, and I'm going to say the second annual,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we both were at the first one.
Yeah.
And IPP is a small, I mean, it's a young organization.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it hasn't been around 3 years yet.
Wow.
But if you know, just look at the sandstorm, the dust that has kicked up in Illinois.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's saving lives, like I said. I'm just grateful for that. That you know, but the gala,
yeah.
you know, it's gonna be a great event. I'm excited to be there, and you know, to be to share the space with people that's about this work. You know, so you know that's great, and I do feel that when you talked about in the beginning, you said about the work that's being done, and you know, I truly feel that you know even the Eleanor Prison Project is in the spirit of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we using these laws to redefine for ourselves. We're going in there and correcting these wrongs.
Yeah.
We're going against these racist policies. You know, we believe that no person should be defined by their worst act. You know, these are principles that we stand by,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we you know we challenge each other to that. You know, we hold each other to those principles. There's accountability there. So, you know, I'm just, you know, happy to be able to be a part of that. And, you know, like I said, it's, you'll find myself and my man Vince, we start work, I think, at like 8:39 in the morning, but
mm-hmm.
I'll call him at 7 in the morning, you know, and we'll start talking about what needs to be done and the policies that we're talking about. So, you know, this is a passion. You know, this is a passion.
And it's something that me and him, you know, in particular, we've been doing even before, you know, getting out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I was a law clerk for 21 years prior to my release.
Mm-hmm.
He was a law clerk. We worked together, you know.
Yeah. We worked at Dixon Correctional Center.
Yeah.
Doing
the same type of work, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
For $40 a week.
$40. I want y'all to hear that. We got paid $40 a month.
Yeah. About a dollar. Matter of fact, it was less than a dollar a day.
Yeah.
It was about a dollar a day or something.
Yeah. So, you know, it's to me, this comes full circles because, as I say, when I see the chairman, I remember the chairman, you know, years ago,
that's
you know,
good.
And mm-hmm. seeing, you know, this and,
Dr. Burroughs.
Yeah,
Dr. Burroughs, y'all, you know, the founder of the South Museum.
Yeah.
Hell of a lady, man. Hell of a lady.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
True revolutionary.
She spoke at Jim Fresh Street Party. She was a keynote a few years ago. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, you know, and Mother Helen Sinclair.
Yeah.
I talked to her about 4 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I called her. She was in Florida.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was in Florida. And she, first thing she said, I heard some stuff about the brothers in Pontiac. What's going on? And I'm like,
mother. I don't have any information, but I'm going to try out. You know, this sister is what, almost 100 years old.
No.
She 102, yeah. And she's still. First thing she asked me at all years.
Coming into the penitentiary was
COVID. Yeah.
So. First thing she asked me about.
And her
like, how do people do
it? We can't forget about.
Yeah. But Maria's singing all that.
Yeah.
But you know, she wants to know about the people.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, you know, that spirit is, I think, what fueled us, and that's what we got our education there. You know, me being the chairman, and you know, being able to be taught by him, and you know, I mean, that was definitely an honor. I remember, you know, a lot of the things that you know, the martyr of the month. You know,
yes, indeed. Oh, y'all, hey, martyr of the month. I spoke with a while back, and I was just, I people who we identify, we hold up, you know what I'm saying? Then you'll come across cats, you know, different camps, and automatically, you know, you have to run it down. January 17th, Deputy Mr. Defense Bunchy Carr and Deputy Mr. Education Todd Huggins. February 21st, Malcolm X. July 17th, July, Larry Robeson. August, Jonathan Jackson, Field Marshal George Jackson. September 13th, Attica. October 8th, Ernesto coming out to Ernesto Che Guevara. November 17th, Spurgeon J. Winters. December the 4th, Deputy Chairman Free Happen, because he's a Mar Cloud. And he said, shut them joints down. Man, it was, man, Clint Fitzgerald family, yes, was a moment of silence, man. Yeah, man, real talk,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah, that was good, man. Yeah. That was our training ground.
Yes, indeed.
And that's why we
model of the month, man.
Yeah.
We had flyers. I take care of you, man. We had a lot of random flyers popping up, man. The flyers were everything, man.
Yeah, I believe I was doing them and I wasn't supposed to.
I was freaking things out.
You know, that type of work, man, that's why we called in the university.
Man, yeah,
you
man.
You know, they put us in there as, you know, I said prison can be either wound or tomb. It can be somewhere where you educate yourself and you come out better than you are.
Yeah.
You know, and we turn those into universal. It can be a place where you die, tomb.
Yeah.
You know, we were birthed in those places, and you know, like I said, it's definitely an honor to be with you, Chip.
Honor to have you, brother, yeah. Chip, man. Yeah, honor to have you out here, man. Yes, indeed.
You look a little nostalgic right now. Yeah, you probably am.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But we are moving and grooving, man. Like I said, man, we have not come. I do live at Chamber Fresh Street Party August 30th. I had to land with the natives, man, left, man. Hey, Clint, just everybody, y'all. I mean, hey, loving the plan, come together, mother, comrade, you know what I'm saying? Man, the Cubs, man, I mean, the work put in, man. Hustle the Case, the Chastity, man. Man, all the performers, man. Dr. Deshaun, DeSandra, man. I'm talking, hey, man. You come up to my man. I mean, everything else is balloons, everything, man. I'm talking about the street party was up. The natives, the district, man. They told me to check for the street party, y'all, on the reservations, y'all. I'm talking about, man, all the artists, GSO fan, out there, the capital P, man. Daniel Swift, you name it, man. We have the whole lineup, y'all. So we give up for next year, y'all. It's gonna be on the apartment again. Let me shout out to your birthday, Yvonne, or. His mother, Minister, Deputy Minister of Culture, Chuckles, father, man. I don't know if y'all seen it. Y'all remember that picture of father when they, the government had attacked the Move family in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And his arms were stretched like this here, and his dreads, and he beat him down. It was there with Africa. That's her father. He He was released not too long ago, 4 years ago, and then we lost him physically, but yeah. 2 years ago. But her birthday is today. I'm starting to show my birthday greetings over there.
Hey,
yeah. So, just check his breath. I'm just, man, the same phrase said, too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated, the astronomically intimidated. In other words, too high for people to be shook up, man. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. I'm over in Philadelphia. I think we got some going this weekend also. Man, back on shout out that's fine. She posted. I'll post me at the end of the road tomorrow. I gotta go get on top of these other campaigns too here about this water. Water is state. No water is, we can take water, Cassandra Green, Dr. Massad, take water Stateville, you know, Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everywhere, man. Basic needs, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, y'all. It's going down. You know, real talk. Water. This is ain't playing no games with us, man. Real talk, y'all. So, y'all make sure y'all hit them pages. The people, you know, some legitimate forces making this happen, getting the water down there. Like, hey, y'all, some contacts, Lance. Again, we touch out these contacts, man. Cassandra Grimm, and also Dr. Sean, and some other forces, too, the Mississippi Move. We keep y'all posted on that, man. Aretha Franklin, man. Yeah. You know, the whole list of, man, like you heard about even before Aretha Franklin, the McCarthy hearing, you know what I'm saying? They had this whole thing about the Red Scare, you know what I'm saying? It's on how many white people's careers was destroyed, and people committed suicide by saying he was communist. But you were talking about the hit on the Paul Robeson. Paul Robeson, man. They talk about now even
with the Dr. Burroughs.
No, that was Paul Robeson. Malcolm talked about his admiration for Paul Robeson. Also Dr. Burroughs. And Burroughs was like a Lady Day. I mean, that was Paul Robeson, Lady Day. But she had a lot of the business, man. Mm-hmm. And she was a, man, this lady, man, man, I'm too much. Short in stature, man, stature. But you'll see her now on the bus. Yeah. Anyway, she was caught in that penitentiary, man. She was caught in there. Man, I told you, man, we called that, man, you'd be on lockdown. Dr. Burroughs up in here, man. I can't do Jolly Ellen, man. I'm cool. I'm trained. Yeah. Going to mass. Get back to writing my poetry and everything, man. Dr. Lonely, Dr. Burroughs, man. When I first got out, she said, you know, man, they ain't give me no job in the South Museum. She said, going over there. She called, she made me, I get over there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all dosing over there at the top of the museum. Dr. Margaret T. Burroughs, man, phenomenal lady, man, phenomenal.
Yes,
yeah, y'all do things, man.
Yeah.
You think of the and I, those who don't know, you know, they talk about this, like, it's weird him say, make sure drive, the sidewalk driver. The first non-native inhabitant, you know what I'm saying? Be over here, he came out of Peoria.
Yeah.
He's married to a native conditions woman, John Baptiste Point DeSable.
Yeah.
And he, you know, said, fur trader. And Dr. Sheep, man, there's been a lot of battles, you know, so he's been, what? Don't forget, in Chicago, in particular, this race thing. And then, it's like, why? You're in high school. I'm trying to tell you this. Yes, indeed. And I think I her paint and her drawings, too, because she donated to us to help the house, Dr. Burroughs, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know who the lady is, but y'all, man, check it out, man. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal, y'all. Anything else you want to get on the ad before we close out? Let me just say this. The Elway's, y'all want to come on back in, it's always open for y'all, brothers.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that, man. It was good to be able to speak to the people about, you know, what's being done, you know, because when we were inside those places, we didn't know what was being done out there.
Yeah.
We, you know, we thought that, you know, nobody was working for us. But, you know, being out here, we wanted to make sure that people know the people. So you talking to your family, loved ones, and they're inside them places. You know, let them know about the work that the Elmont Prison Project is doing. And if they need things dealing with clemencies or whatever, they can contact us and get a toolkit. We can work on their commutation of sentence. They can work on those themselves. They can submit information in to see if we can take their case. But if we can't take their case, you know, we will send them a toolkit, which is what I use, and I bear witness that they work because I'm here.
Y'all heard it live and direct here at 3MR Radio, International Radio, y'all. Instead of making history, taking history. Weekly program on the Black Panther Party Clubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. The Lady of the Rays. Y'all just like to know that y'all again, man. Christmas salute all those that came and showed up and showed out for the annual Chairman Free Having Street Party. Next year, he'll be 75 years old. In the meantime, between time, y'all, you get me for Africa. This International Revolutionary Day. We kick the meeting back up later on, I think, next week. This weekend is Saturday from the Cook County Jail. Remember Attica. Remember State Bureau. Remember Cook County Jail. You know what I'm saying? Also going to be Philadelphia. Also, of course, is there. Keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clenched. In the meantime, between time, we can call y'all free them all. So give me something to take out on the music side before we head up out of here.
Imagine if you could go back. Actually, talk to the motherfuckers that came. I mean, the first motherfuckers that came in the slave.
Excuse me.
No.
We back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed. Cause now we overflow those that place us in this rotten mess. But let's agree on strategy and pick our enemies right. Who stands accused of the abuse, my own kind of wife. Now disregarding what you thinking, but you must abandon ship. Cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim the whole. Claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent, child. Black talent style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows. Baby, even your babies can produce and rob. Picture a life where black babies can survive past five. But we must have hope. Quoting the reverend from the pulpit, refuse to turn the other cheek. We must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solution. With the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your night. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir.
How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was him or me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before we scream, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watching? I grab his gat and bust in self-defense, my only option. Goddamn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bins. Told the judge it was self-defense, he won't lift it. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything.